Warning! Warning! Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Y'all know what time it is, don't you? I see Zoo over there. She wants to play. Yeah, she wants to play real dirty tonight, boy, don't you, girl? Yes, you do. Yes. Everybody. This is Spankwagon Radio, baby. And you know what? I tell you what. It's my birthday this week. I had a tough week. I worked every day. I worked on my birthday. But it's always nice to come in the studio and see my fine friends and some finer than others. Some just too goddamn fine. And I just like to welcome everybody on this Friday night, y'all. I got a party tomorrow. I'm going to be drunk as shit around this time. Then I'm going to be drunk as shit the rest of the fucking weekend. Because my black ass finally took 2 days off. So I'm going to go back to work the Wednesday, motherfuckers. Yeah, nigga. Nice music bed. I know Irish. We do good on this motherfucker.
We do awesome.
We don't fuck around. We bring it, baby. We bring it every Friday night. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool at the car wash. Talking about the car wash, girl. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me. Car wash. Car wash, girl. Yes. It's Friday night. Welcome to Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Big Daddy Decaf. In the studio, I got some friends, you know, some friends that are from Iowa and some friends that are Irish and some friends that are just goddamn sexy.
Thanks, dude. You didn't have to call me sexy.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice of you.
Wait, who's from Iowa?
Wait, are you from Iowa? Oh, I was about to say, damn, did I fuck that up? I said, I know I haven't done the intro many times. I was like, damn, I forgot what the state the boy is from. I swear it was Iowa. I was like, shit.
He just got back from the cornfield.
Like, Indiana, Ohio. I know it's one of those shitty states over there, but I don't know. It's that one. Okay.
Yeah, so it's that one.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
I'm damn good.
You damn good?
Yeah.
I tell you what. Let me tell you how it started off. I came in here, right? I just turned 31, this week and shit.
Oh, hold it right there. Oh, hold it right there.
Wait.
See, every night, every time tonight you mention your birthday, I have a present for you.
What the hell? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Stand up for this, dude. This is a camera deal.
Come on over here.
He's got to go over to the other side of the counter. This is, by the way, tonight, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Spankwagon.net. Click on the SWTV link. Load up the camera. Load it up. Put us in the background for the audio.
Try to sound too dark.
You're too dark. Yeah. In a dark ass studio.
You gotta be in the light.
So this is a camera. This is definitely for the TV
All
viewers.
Right, I got you guys.
Now what we've got
Sorry,
here,
podcasters. We love you though.
Yeah. What we've got here. Well, they can always watch it on the video on demand channel.
Ooh.
What we've got here is a squirt gun full of Jack Daniels.
Yeah. It's shot me in the mouth. Shot me.
This is gonna go
Hold
everywhere.
On. Do it
no,
gently.
No, just put it right in his mouth because I was... Oh!
All right. Okay. We may need to talk about how we do this.
Oh, look, I got shot in the mouth already tonight.
Did we have this much mess in the other room?
Yes.
We need to think about doing this differently.
That's okay.
You do it over the board. You might
don't do it over the board.
Oh, my God. What Murphy has is a super soaker full
of Jack
of JD.
Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For those of you who can't hear too well, Murph said, oh, we'll just have them lay down and they'll just squirt in their mouth from up above. I'm like, dude, that means you're going to be holding at a Wang level, aiming down.
How about I do it? Because everybody wants to get shot in the mouth by me.
Strike that. Reverse it.
I'll take care of this in post. One more.
Wait, I want to do it.
Wait. Be gentle.
No gentle.
Is it just pop and it goes off? Oh, it's not like a regular old super soaker. Just do a little. Not a full. Never mind.
And then you pull it back. And when you pull it back, that's when it fires. It just.
It's a freaking super soaker full of JD for Big Daddy.
It might help to maybe turn it.
Wrap your lips around it like it's a big black cock. Oh,
that looked great on the cam there, too.
That's funny. Oh, my God. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net, where you can watch old episodes, listen to our podcast, enjoy the camera and the ass on the camera. Of course, we want everybody to go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat and cam, so you can not only watch right now, use the... Aaron. You can not only watch, but you can chat with everybody else in the chat room. We'll give out our props to all the chat room listeners. I don't think they'll be mad props, but they'll be props all the same to everybody in the chat room. We have guests tonight, Murph?
Yeah, Jody from KXNT, the Jody and Friends show. She will be joining us here shortly. She called me and said she was running a little behind, but she will be here. She's very excited about coming on, and I don't think she understands what she's really getting in for.
Nope.
Do they ever?
Oh my God!
You need to be shot in the mouth, Murphy, because you need to know. What
all right,
it feels
but Decap
like.
Gets to stand over him.
All I gotta say is, bring that shit tomorrow.
Oh no, dude! This goes home with you. This is your birthday present.
Oh, yeah. Shit!
I tried
and
to
the
find
bottle
one.
Of Jack.
No, the entire bottle is in here.
Oh, I love
tried
you.
To find one that the bottle would screw into, and you can see there's another one over there that we tried it with. The bottle just wouldn't screw into it, so eventually we just said fuck it and just poured the entire thing in. So you've got an entire. feel how heavy that is. I mean, that's a full bottle of Jack Daniels
that
in that
a
for you, dude.
Full God bottle right there.
Damn.
So yeah, we'll bring that for tomorrow. You'll have that tomorrow. Now I have a question, and we've talked about this a couple of times. Oof. Concerning your birthday. Have you opened up that bottle of rum yet?
No.
Okay, we're opening it tomorrow.
No, we are not.
Dude, it's been a year.
No, we
you need
are
to get
not.
Like I told you at work, you need to get two bottles. One
shit's
for
expensive.
Drinking. Well, I don't know fucking
it's
care.
That's why I didn't open the goddamn one.
Because one is for looks and one is for drinking.
Oh, my gosh. Also,
dude, that sounds like someone
like
we know. That sounds like someone we know that has one bottle on his TV stand and another bottle in the booze cabinet.
Yeah.
One's for looking.
Well, fuck you. One is for looking because if you saw that bottle, right, you would know what it means.
Now, think about it. If you really want to get your drink on and you know your looking bottle is the
and
I the
go
full
to
one.
Trader Joe's and get some two-buck chuck and I get
all right, fair enough.
By the way, if anybody wants to call in tonight and wish Decaf a happy birthday.
Yes, wish me a happy birthday.
That phone number is...
What? Oh, yeah.
This is where you do the bit where you get all breathy and sex talk like and
like this.
Yeah.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Deke's sweating like a motherfucker over here.
That shit was hot, dude. God damn.
Now you guys missed it.
That was the dance before.
Before the show, we found a song that somebody
I got the song.
She got her song out that she likes. And Zuzu just did a little thing there for us. And
what the fuck is that? Turn your fucking phone off. We're in the studio.
Yeah, no shit, dude. What the fuck? You got a doorbell for a text message
ding
thing.
Dong.
That's White Girl Flirt with.
Oh, White Girl.
White Girl.
There was a song.
I'm the only white girl right now.
Yes, you are.
There was a song, and she danced to it, and let's just say a lot of mysteries were solved. What? We know that the carpets match the drapes, and
maybe this carpet has no drapes.
Well, we saw a little bit of carpet, very, very small.
There's no carpet.
Are you saying you're linoleum?
Yeah.
Hardwood floor.
I'll just talk about this.
Dakota Fanning.
The stomach.
The stomach. I know.
The stomach is like perfect. It's like I fuck. You could put like steak dinner on it for a goddamn little, king and shit.
Rev, bald as a boiled egg.
You get the little V there with the muscles at the hips and.
Yes.
Irishman. Is this Jaws? Jaws' wife. Irish Mandingo says they should all be drank. No display bottles unless you're in a liquor store.
You know, exactly. I had a sexual lesson. I had a sexual lesson too. All right, because I looked over at Zoo. My dick was hard as a rock, right? Then I look over at Trencher, the shit goes soft. Look back at Zoo, the shit goes back hard and goes back.
Okay,
soft.
If you had a hard, if you looked at me and went, "Ooh, no, there's wrong." But see, what's wrong is you're. She's playing her song again.
She's doing it again.
Guys, we got to do a
Zuzu,
show.
Zuzu,
we gotta
pause it, sweetie. You got to pause it.
Fine.
Maybe if someone calls in and asks extra nice.
You know, if someone asks, maybe we'll put this up on the cam.
Yes, I
during a break.
Off.
Well, I'll just during say a during break. A break, we'll put it up on cam.
But someone's got a call. Wish me a happy birthday, goddammit.
Yeah, really, you stingy motherfucker. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-62.
You do it the suck, dude.
I know, but I got to get the point across.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
The best part is watching her lunge at the mic.
Yes.
Fucking A.
Jesus. Anyway,
let's talk about
How was everybody's week?
Mine was pretty good.
My Friday's fucking rock.
Yours was good, Diz?
Yeah.
Yeah. All moved into the new place.
I had some midway sex. It was really good, and now it's done for, and hopefully it'll spark up again.
Sorry, baby. Look, I told you I need at least 20 minutes.
I know, you fucker.
Well, you say midway sex, and I'm thinking like a carny.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. Bring your penises and put them inside the lovely redhead for only 25 cents.
Now that's midway sex right there.
Luckily, she is not the bearded lady.
Hey, do I get tickets? Do I get at least 100 tickets so I can buy a Tootsie Roll and shit?
Yeah, no shit.
Baby, watch that Tootsie Roll.
I pay $100 in this machine. God damn it, where's my fucking Tootsie Roll?
Oh, wait. I got a question for you guys. Did you guys see, in Coney Island, they have a sideshow, basically, of waterboarding.
Yes, I heard about that.
Did you see that?
There is a
Did
waterboarding
Did you actually
side-
see it, though?
No, I have not seen it. Okay, I know the video's out there.
You put a dollar in, and you get to see. You peek in. You have to climb up these little steps, and you get to see inside these little, it's like a jail cell window, basically. Mm-hmm. And you look inside, and once you put your dollar in, the lights come up, and the animatronics start going. And it's this guy, basically, waterboarding this other guy. And then it ends, and that's it. And it's like a sideshow freak show on...
I'd pay a dollar to see that.
I would, too. I would so pay
break
money
a whole,
that.
I'll break a whole fucking 20 bricks of popcorn and shit.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Drown that motherfucker. Drown that motherfucker.
So
it was
right.
Good.
Hey, we got to warn people. We're coming up to a break in about 2 minutes, and I'm actually announcing a break for one purpose only. That's the purpose.
The song, guys, and we will play it, and you will get to watch Zeus dance to it, but somebody has to call and ask to see it. Reverend, I know you have a phone. Call. Wish the large colored man a happy birthday.
And I tell you what, man, we saw it before the show. She performed for about 5 to 10 minutes. No one fucking said a word.
Dude, it was
the quietest.
Do you know what
shit.
It takes to get all of us to shut up collectively?
That!
Yes, I shut the fuck up. Yes, Big Daddy was
little. No, Murphy shut the fuck up, and so did Trencher. And that was the best part because Trencher was in the middle of explaining something to you, Decaf, and he was like,
"Yeah, he was going over the new site." It was like, "Oh my god, holy poop sticks!"
I'm human, a little.
Me.
Irish just said, "Feliz Navidad." That's Christmas, motherfucker. It's Feliz Cumpleaños.
Oh, hey,
Wrong phone! phone.
Turn your fucking phone off.
I got happy Christ for a second. I was cracker. Like, God damn it, I want to see the goddamn show. Come on, somebody call. Radio UK, come on. Come on, man.
No, we can't make him pay super long distance. All right.
Oh, yeah. He's
Well, I guess they're going to have to wait till the next break.
Well, who the fuck's in town? Who lives here?
Me.
It's a 1-800 number. God damn it, it's free in the U.S. Don't y'all know that?
It's free in the continental United States. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. You can't get more free than toll fucking free.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that. No one's
going to. All right. I hate doing this, guys. I really hate, but we're going to go to our first break. Oh, wait. Saved by the phone. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Happy birthday!
Who is this?
Who is?
Oh, Vert! Vert wants to see you. This is monumental in nerd history.
I know Vert can let nobody down.
Do you
Shit.
Have the song? Then?
I have the song. I'm loading the song right now.
I was looking up the Marilyn Monroe wishes the president a happy birthday. I thought I would play that for you, but I couldn't find it.
This is so much better.
Oh, trust me, dude. That's like.
What'd you say you were? 31?
Yes, 31. Man.
Oh, man. Couldn't be an old man.
I like it that way.
See, I get to molest the younger girls. I love it.
What'd you get for your birthday?
Spanking.
Two mouthfuls of JD out of a water gun.
Yeah, I saw that.
I came in the studio and Zoo.
Man, that first one, he looked like he got hit by a skunk or something.
Fucking butt, right?
That's your fucking burn. For now, I'm gonna. That's why when girls put their mouth around it first before it fucking it comes in the mouth.
Fire
that's what
the
they
hole.
Do. But okay, we're gonna. You know what? Enough of me.
What,
nobody wants to hear me fucking talk. So,
Vert, thanks for the call. The all right, so I let Vert go. Thanks for the call, and I think we're gonna go to a break. This is going to be the greatest break for Spankwagon Radio ever. Enjoy it on the cam, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Spankwagon. Are we breaking?
make it do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. I need you right now. I need you right now.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Especially in my pastel on my babe shit. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
I don't know if you get a man in that. If you make plans in that. If God put me in your plans in that. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's 1,000 yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. I need you right now. I need you right now. You know how long I've been on ya. Since Prince was on Apollonia. Since OJ had isotoners. Don't act like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger. That
don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. I've been on ya, since Prince was on Apollonia, since OJ had isotoners, don't act like I never told ya, you know how long I've been on ya, since Prince was on Apollonia, since OJ had isotoners, don't act like I never told ya.
stranger in the black sedan. I want you hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. Yeah. I need you.
Need you.
You got to have your child.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. We've got a guest.
Yes, we do.
Woo-hoo. Murphy has friends, and there's proof. But wait, I got to ask this, and don't take the question the wrong way.
Yes, take it the wrong way.
But are you really a female, or are you one of his training friends?
Hey.
Can you hear okay?
I can't hear myself, but that's okay. No, that's way better. All right, am I four, or what number am I?
You should be five.
I'm five. She's four.
Are you four in the...
She's four in this.
I'm five, and yes, I do have a cock. Thank you. I think it'd be cool to have one for a day, though.
What? What?
Trying to run with that?
I know it would be awkward, but it would be
thank
just.
You.
It would be like.
Reverend says, "Stop swallowing the mics in the chat room."
This I'm sorry. That's
me.
See, I get tired of guys complaining that they can't get laid. Like, a lot of my guy friends are like, yeah, girls, they're so, like, fickle and everything. Like, I think if I was a guy, I could get laid in a day.
Well, yeah, because you'd have boobs.
Yeah.
I could definitely get a guy. I mean, a girl.
Right.
I can get a girl now.
I guess everyone's saying the mics are coming through real loud. People saying the mics are coming through too loud.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
All right,
let me bring them down.
Maybe
because
I just have a big mouth.
Would you like?
She's the first person we haven't had to tell to jump up on the mic like it's a big black cock. Everybody else is like, they're all over here.
You know why? Because she does this.
Because I was already thinking that.
She does it all the fucking time.
What, the big black cock?
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Oh, thank you.
In studio with us, guys, is Jody from Jody and Friends.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. She wants to be decaffeinated already.
Woo-hoo. You know what? I never thought I would say those words either because I love caffeinated coffee. But I mean, caffeinated anything, really. So, you know, it's hard for me to actually even be friends with you.
It's like that. Oh, okay.
No. But then after I met you, though, there's a lot of love in this room.
Well, by the end of the show, you see, if you like me, then you won't have me on your show because I don't want to get you kicked off the air.
Yeah, I don't really want that either. That makes two of us.
So tell everybody about what show you do. See that?
Right.
Segue.
That was a great segue. I do the Jody and Friends show. It's on KXNT every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can also check it out on KXNT.com. So if you don't have a good radio in your house, which a lot of people don't, a lot of people are like, I can't get AM on my house.
You can't get AM in your house.
I know.
You are a retard.
That's the fucking valley for you, though. I mean, that's absolutely the valley. Anytime you're driving, man, I'm driving, all of a sudden, you know, it's like you get within the shadow of the wind or Encore. It's like, and you're off.
That's very true. Especially in the tunnel by the airport.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the classic.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, FM, great song.
No, yeah, yeah.
The worst is the sports score.
Loud,
you're about to find out.
No. That's
the final.
The
final score is 25 to.
I know, right? And it's the final score, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. You're like, God damn it.
You'll never hear that score again.
That was phenomenal. Everybody, you'll never see that again.
Highlights it never. Never PM.
Well, you know, and speaking of weird radio stuff, I got to ask this because we were talking about it when, well, here's what happened. A couple of weeks ago, Murph and I actually tuned in. We were listening, and this is after you found us on Twitter, which I'm still baffled as to how anybody finds anybody on Twitter.
I don't know. I can't remember. I was trying to think about that.
Who the hell? No one looks up Spank Wagon.
I know. She mistypes some shit.
I looking up Spank. And
that
I just
that had to have been it right there.
There you go.
No, it was probably Wagon, actually, because I'm sure I fell off a few times.
Hey-o.
No. But I don't know how. I can't remember, but I saw Spank Wagon, and I laughed so hard. Yeah, that's my paperwork to look important, but it's really just the map of how to get here.
Don't show the map. It shows where we're at, Zeus.
Dummy, don't show the map.
Please, come bomb us now. I don't know, but I saw Spankwagon, and I just, Spankwagon's so fun to say.
Yeah?
Spankwagon. Spankwagon, Spankwagon. You can say it 100 times.
Well, I know when Murph called in, and your co-host of the day, your friend for the day, mm-hmm. I just was like, That is fun. Spank wagon.
I know. I'm
spank wagon.
We should have a spank wagon contest. Saying spank wagon saying contest. Who can say the best spank wagon?
Or just how many people we can get say it.
I want to know how you say spank wagon like in German.
Spank wagon.
Spank wagon.
You know, right, I used to know that.
You know what? It's fun though when you're trying to book spank a guest. Wagon. Like, you know, we've had some pretty big name guests on, and one of the fun ones was Grant Imahara from MythBusters. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to explain to the guys at the Discovery Channel exactly what the show was and without saying the names. Like, hi, yeah, no, I was told to call you guys. I run an internet radio show and, you know, da 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 da. Oh, what's it called? Spank Wagon Radio.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, what was that? Spank Wagon Radio? And they, how did you get the name? So, of course, I had to tell the story. Mark used to drive a
piece of shit 81 Malibu wagon.
He got pulled over on the side of the road, great. And to get out of the ticket, he figured he'd start jerking off.
Ah, ha, ha.
That's nice. No. That would work for me.
No.
No.
I mean, if I was a cop.
Yeah, well.
Is your weapon loaded, sir?
Oh, don't worry. I wasn't armed. Oh, shit.
Just fire off a couple.
Do you have a permit for that?
It gets really interesting explaining that to people.
It's just a water pistol.
Right.
When you're trying to, and that's why I book tranny porn stars and the local Rocky Horror Picture Show group.
Reverend put out, is that spank wagon actual German? Oh my!
Oh, you found it in German?
Truck?
No, Reverend. Trask.
Now we know. When he was out there cleaning up all the carts in the Walmart parking lot, he had the How to Speak German tape going in his earbuds.
Da. Yes. Da. Yes. Your turn. Da.
Take me to listen to Spankwagon.
There is a little business to get to.
Business? Talk.
Jody, you have something to tell our good friend Decaf, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Happy birthday to you.
No. Is it time for another one already?
You get to shoot this one.
Woohoo! I get to shoot one.
Careful.
I like that.
Aim low. All right, so we're going in for another shot. Jody's
always aim low. That way I'm never disappointed.
Nice.
Come on, you get to shoot it.
All right. You might want to take the cans off.
Oh, yeah.
Now this thing is.
I thought you were talking about the other cans.
There we go.
You can do that. Too.
Okay, if those cans come off, I'm gonna panic.
Yeah, you just pull it, and just you want to make sure his mouth is right on.
I just pull what?
Just make sure his mouth is right on it.
I pull this.
Pull that back towards. Oh, yeah. When you do that, it's gonna fire. So he's gotta get his mouth.
Hold it.
Oh, hey.
God damn.
No, he comes in.
No, not from a distance. Not from a distance. You really need.
All
right. Ready? Go.
Oh!
Oh!
That was
fast.
I'm so
for those
even
the other
I was nice about that.
Yeah, another shot for decaf.
Right there if you want to Unless of course you'd like a shot.
All right, let's get back on. Let's get back on.
Oh wait, give her a shot because I got a shot earlier.
Yeah.
No, I got a shot, and it's actually not really, but it's actually, it's true, trust me, when I say something, it's true.
I'll be dancing with you in the next commercial.
All right.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of air that comes with that, so.
Can I give you a shot? Because I've actually shot that.
Why do we wait for the break? Why don't we wait for the break here, folks?
Come on, it's everybody's doing it. All the
Why
cool
are you
kids are
for
involved.
The break?
Let's love do your it pressure. Now.
She is never holding the fucking gun again.
As soon as she pulled it back, she wiggled a little bit, so it just went kind of all over the place.
Honest officer, I didn't know it was loaded.
I was about to say it wasn't working.
And the thing is, it was
and
a perfect.
It worked.
And the thing is, it didn't even hit my tongue or my fucking teeth. That shit right hit the fucking tonsils. It came right. It was like,
now you know right how it
out.
Feels.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. So true.
Jack sauce.
Ooh, and you wonder
Jack
why.
You know, that's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it
Jack sauce.
I'm going to call it Jack sauce for now. So let me ask some of that Jack sauce.
So, Jody, this being your first foray into completely uncensored radio, is there anything you'd like to say or do just to get it off the chest?
Fuck shit, piss dick. I don't know. I just wanted to say something.
Seven words. All right.
You know, my friend was like, just don't go on there and start swearing because that's silly.
Oh,
you're just going to swear because you know you can. I'm like, exactly. Right. Because I have to go, oh, darn it. Shucks on my show.
Biscuits.
I almost got fired for saying the word oral.
What?
My co-host said the word oral, not me.
Can you say, like, go down?
Only if you're talking about being in an elevator.
Yeah, you can't. What? No sexual innuendo.
No sexual innuendos. No talking about organs.
Nothing.
No glands.
It's right
yeah,
out.
You don't even want to go with liver. You might. That's it. You might get.
By the
like,
way,
fired.
Cunt is not a cuss word. It is a proper pronoun.
Just like bitch, right?
Yes,
that
proper
fucking
pronouns.
Bitch outside. I'm talking about the dog, by the way.
I love
she
that
is
word.
A whore.
Fucking whore.
The word cunt is great.
That's
the
whole
word. Can
that
I tell
is
a story
my
really
favorite
quick?
Word.
Sure.
Yes, yeah. You can.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was on this houseboat trip and at Lake Powell, and we decided that amongst ourselves, amongst the females that were in the group, that the word pussy was really hard for a woman to say. Mm-hmm. Cunt is just, that's like out of... You don't even say that. You don't even go there.
I know. When
woman.
You call another woman but, cunt, they get vicious on
oh,
that
yeah.
shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's why those are fighting.
But it's like a woman, it just doesn't sound that classy. Whereas pussy coming out of a woman's mouth sounds a lot more classy.
Sounds a little sexy. I get a little wet when you say right. it. I'm
that
sorry.
Sounds, that sounds trashy as shit.
Right.
Would you like
too
some?
Harsh.
Would you like some pussy?
So we were like, we decided that we were going to get ourselves used to saying the word pussy by saying it a lot on the trip. So we decided that we were making these sandwiches for lunch, and we had the mustard out, and we're like, let's just write the word pussy, too, while we're at it. And then we were like, hey, guys, you guys want some pussy sandwich? That was pretty funny. So
at
totally
which point the guys
over.
Are like, what?
What?
Hell yeah!
Like, yes, I'm down.
You can put that in a sandwich?
I didn't
love
know
you.
They made that.
Can you imagine,
can I
the conversation?
Can mine thinly sliced?
Could you imagine the conversation? It's like, oh, man, you know that Manny Ramirez trade. Yeah, you know, you want a pussy sandwich? What?
Yeah. I kind of do.
Yeah, so that was, we man. Totally got ourselves over it. See, that's what you have to do. You just have to go after whatever you're afraid of or whatever it gets to you, and then you just get over it.
Yeah. See, by I'm doing just kind of vicious, so I've never had that problem of saying words,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Vicious helps.
I will say cunt, I will say fuck, I will say pussy, whatever, it's all good with me.
I'm all good with pussy.
What's the sexy?
What about cunt?
Cunt, not so much.
Why not? It is the best word. I've called a Boston fan a cunt at a Yankees game. I was, but you know the only reason.
Anger though,
but that's the reason why. Because this douchebag decided to call. Okay, he was calling out my boyfriend at the time under his breath to his girlfriend and said that he was, you know, a pussy. Basically.
Oh,
and I walked
right.
up there and I leaned into it and I was like, listen, you fucking cunt. Why don't you say it a little bit louder next time?
And
so every time that I turned around and was going up to the bathroom, that guy fucking took off like a fucking bullet and went away from me. And his girlfriend was very afraid. And it was awesome.
That's good. See, now that's a good reason to use the word cunt.
But I was
I've
very
never had
drunk
that
at the time, so
that's also a good reason to use the word cunt. Probably the only reason why I would use it. But
I love that word. I mean, it's so vicious and it's so just brutal, and people just are in shock. I'm, you know what's better than calling a guy a woman a cunt is calling a guy a fag or calling a woman a fag. Call a woman a fag, and she just looks. He's like,
I'd be like, huh?
Wait, what?
Wait, is that good or bad?
You call a guy a cunt, he's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
How is? Jesus Christ! And then they get really... I just love the word. Just the brutality of it.
Yes, it's harsh. It's very harsh and manly.
It's manly!
It screams... Cunt. Not that it's manly when you say it, because obviously it's not. But,
cunt.
I mean, it's... Right.
What?
Wow. I know you deliver.
Yeah, right. Just change the meaning of that word.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden,
so how do white guys say cunt?
Word now,
hey, Murphy, how you say cunt?
You fucking cunt. I say cunt.
You know
totally
what?
White
guys
boy.
Really beat this shit when they say, you fucking cunt.
See? You drop an A in there. You're doing an inflection that's not particular to my people. We hit the U hard. It's cunt. It's like a trunk slamming. It's cunt.
Like you have to drag a woman by her hair after you say it.
Exactly.
Oh, God, please, yes.
Holy.
Don't.
And user
open.
Shush, I'm hunting darkies has entered the chat room. Okay.
Ooh,
that
I'm
one's,
doing who?
I'm hunting darkies.
All right.
That's
nice.
Outstanding. I don't even know how to really just qualify that one right there.
That's really cuntish of somebody to put that.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, but, you know. It's all good.
So we got like a million things happening here. I want to talk. Speaking of
a million, really?
Let me just bring this up, and I know
their brains move very slowly. Thing, so it's like one thing is like a million.
Okay. Hey, sure. The last thing
he really means one. Okay.
The last thing Trencher wanted me to bring up. Speaking of cunts.
Oh no! Because I think we have an issue here.
Oh okay.
What happened?
Let's just say there's a certain cunt
who all I gotta say, if you're right now, go to Spank Wagon Radio, click on the offer.
There you
go. The offer is still standing. The offer is still out there. All I have to say is if you truly have the FCC documentation and licensing that you claim to have, and you know who you are, I will donate $100 to a charity of your choice in your name.
On a cracker, I think this
again.
Particular yeah, this particular cunt in the chat room is a different cunt. One
Jesus,
who likes to
monkey
never mind.
Fuck.
Anyway, so shit that happened this week.
We are having fun.
We
fuck
are having
you.
Fun. We're moving on. Shit Boosh. That happened this week.
You know what's funny though?
What's that?
He says, I'm hunting darkies, but the motherfucker's on a computer. What the fuck? The fuck are you hunting?
Maybe you should be hunting a dictionary. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, no, wait. You got to understand. Oh. It's junglefever.com.
No, really. I think they should be hunting a dictionary. They don't know how to spell. So that's what I would be hunting if I were you. Go hunt out some grammar.
Exactly. So shit that happened this week. Brett Favre.
Because shit does happen.
Oh, come on. I am tired. Okay, I did an experiment. Hold on.
Speaking of cunts.
Let me
yeah,
say this.
Right?
Let me say this. I did an
what
experiment.
A douche.
They announced 10 p.m. on what, Tuesday night? Wednesday night? Or Thursday? Which night was it?
Wednesday night,
they announced Brett Favre's going to the Jets. Okay, cool. So I decided to turn on my radio, and before I go to bed, turn it on to our local ESPN 1100. And I'm in a half an insomniac lately anyway.
That's a sister station. Got to give a shout out.
Oh, there you go. And what happened was, when I woke up, every time I woke up and I listened into the radio and I just jotted a note, like at 1:45, 2 a.m., 3 o'clock, 3 a.m., Brett Favre, fuck Brett Favre, okay?
You know what
He only went to the Jets so he doesn't look like a douche nozzle and take the money instead.
Do you know what I found to be really interesting? NBC did this big exclusive. We have exclusive information that Brett Favre will be with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers no later than Thursday.
I hate when that happens.
Ooh, sorry.
There might be a reason why it's exclusive.
Yeah,
because it's wrong.
I mean, it's like, and there was 3 car bombs that went off in Iraq. And then more important news: Brett Favre has been traded to the Jets.
Well, I mean, every television station in Green Bay had their choppers in the air surrounding the airport. Someone had the shaky cam from above watching the plane taxi on the runway when it got there. It is not that important, people. Come on, calm down. He plays a game. For a living.
Is it bad that I hope that after this season he's like a total paraplegic?
I hope first game he gets a bad sack and his knees just destroyed.
Yeah, and you know he pulls on a Madden cover, so you know what that means, the Madden curse.
Yeah.
People forget about that. He's going to get probably the first week, someone's just going to light his ass up and that'd be it. Then a Brett Favre. Should just stay fucking retired. I just don't,
I don't get it. There's plenty of stuff for him to do.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like Brett Favre's going to be bored.
All right, we got a caller? Holy crap.
Hunting Darkies, you're on.
Hello?
Hey, this is Hunting Darkies.
Well, good for you. We're proud of you.
Sounds a little lost.
I heard there was
too much Omen
somebody's one? Birthday
too much
on
Omen?
The show.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. What'd you say, Darkie? Or Hunting Darkie? You're the Darkie.
I heard there was somebody's birthday on the show,
okay.
And he's a darkie.
There is if you say happy birthday, darkie, he has to take a shot.
That's true.
Well, motherfucker, say it.
say happy birthday, darkie.
Okay. Happy birthday, motherfucker.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. On the phone,
Romania,
live,
dude.
It's Chief from Romania.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Hey-o.
I was like, that sounds like goddamn Chief, but I'm not 100%
sure. See, I didn't know who it was, and I'm like thinking it's someone else.
So we should stop insulting him then?
No, this is Chief. This is one of our former co-hosts.
Yeah,
okay.
He is calling from Romania.
Romania?
Romania.
Wow.
He joined the Peace Corps at 35. And
wow, really?
35? What the hell?
Is that what happens after you do a spank wagon? You feel like you need to join the Peace Corps?
Soul cleansing.
Yeah. Hey, if you had a dark as a rope.
I had to get a little mud hut in, before I actually
give
my life.
I did buy you.
Should understand that.
I did buy you a Jesus candle after all for Christmas.
Decaf, what's it like? You know, finally turning an age where you can remember back, you know, hanging out at the back of Jesus' wagon.
But
I'll tell you what, man, it was pretty bad until I got to the studio, and then I had Zoo jump all over me, and holy shit-a-roni. And then next thing you know, shots of Jack, and you know what? It's the best fucking birthday all of a sudden, you know?
When he says shots of Jack,
are you
he's
drunk
not
as hell right now?
No, but
what? Shirt.
Chief, do you have the cam up?
For the
video. Do you have the video up?
I have the chat room.
Probably not. We'll
see. It's just,
well, we have a different chat now. You're not initiated with. The cam broke. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and I'll deal with that real quick. Chief, why don't you tell everyone what the fuck you're actually doing?
All right. Well,
are you keeping the peace?
About a year and a half ago, I had this crazy notion that my wife and I were going to head off to Romania and join the Peace Corps. Or is it join the Peace Corps and head off to Romania?
So you had this notion, or you agreed with your wife to have this notion? Was it kind of like, I'm going, and you're coming with me?
Okay, well, kind of like that. It was always my wife's dream to serve in the Peace Corps with her husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, you know, she brought up the offer to me, and honestly, I worked in TV long enough to know that I wanted to get the hell out. Mm-hmm. So I told her that was cool, and... You know, we applied online, and we're like, oh, dude, we're going to go somewhere cool. We're going to
we're gonna be like in Zion.
We're in Latin America. No, we end up in Romania.
Zion. Oh. No, he said Peace Corps, not white shirt, black tie, and a helmet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, two things, man. What? If you honey darkies in Romania, good fucking luck.
Yeah. How is Vlad the Impaler, by the way?
And two, how much longer are you going to be over there? Are you going to stay longer? Or, like, did you, like, build a nice house and
Wait,
got a cottage and shit, or what?
Well, right now, we only have about 9 months left in our service.
9 months left in your conscription?
Yes, exactly. 9 months left in our subscription, and you would be surprised how dark some of the gypsies get over here.
That's where the gypsies are? You're kidding me, because I always tell my daughter I'm going to sell her to the gypsies. And she's like, Mommy, where do the gypsies live?
Then you're
going
to sell her to Romania.
Wow, I did not know that. The other day we were having this discussion, and she's like, Mom, where are gypsies real? I'm like, it's one of those moments where you don't want to look like an idiot to your 5-year-old daughter, but you're like, yeah, they're real. Well, where are they then? I'm like, oh, don't. She stumped me. I didn't know.
Well, now you can go back with some ammo, look up Romania.
Yeah,
we're sending you here.
Yeah, but her friend,
well, you know,
she goes to school.
Back in
Romania.
The U.S., you know, we have black people. Here in Romania, they have gypsies.
Oh, okay. And do they really steal people and roam around?
Gypsy.
They used to until communism crushed them.
Oh.
Gypsy.
You know, communism does that to people sometimes.
Hey, you think?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like everything's going to hell. Didn't they just invade Georgia?
Yes. No, Georgia invaded somebody else.
Did Georgia invade somebody
Georgia
else?
Georgia invaded somebody else, yes.
Chief, are you being invaded?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, by the way, what's the long-distance bill from Romania to Spankwagon?
Well, actually, I was able to put it actually on the studio's dime, and you're paying about $10-$15 a minute.
Wait. Are you calling the 1-866 number?
Yeah.
Motherfucker! Wait, no, I don't have the whoops.
Gotta go.
You do it. Are you serious?
No. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm actually calling you through Skype. I'm paying like 1 cent a minute.
Oh, that shit would have been nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did Spencer just drop a load in his feet?
Yes, he did.
I hate you.
hey,
I thought Skype was free.
Hey, does Gypsy have a name? You know, like, is Gypsy's got a name for like a spear chucker or anything like that out there? Is it like Gypsy Chucker or what?
You mean Chucker.
To be honest, I don't speak Gypsy. They have a whole different language.
Did he say Earring Chucker?
Yeah, I mean, all I hear is clicks and whistles.
Oh.
You've heard what?
Clicks and whistles.
Nice. Oh, she's nice.
So how dark did it get, man? So
you're still hooked up on this?
Okay.
So you,
oh boy, right. Black man.
You have to tell me
if
about.
If you stand up right now, and if you moon Murphy, Murphy will see how dark they get.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn, they get that dark over there. Huh?
Is this before or after he wipes?
Wait, wait. Is your ass lighter or darker?
No, you don't understand. He's white from the waist down, and he's black from the waist down.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Really?
Out to my benefit. That's how it works.
I see. Oh, I was talking about your butt, though. You're talking about something
I have
else?
A fantastic ass.
Oh, no. Here we go. I'm so sorry
Murphy,
we brought that up.
You will take any chance to show people your ass.
That's right.
He will, too.
I work hard for this ass.
I don't know what's going on, but there was a look that just went on.
Oh, wait. That was a whole different situation.
Do I need to tape you down and force you to watch hermaphrodite porn again?
Dude, it's because of you I watch it every day now.
Ah! Yeah, bitches.
That's the spank wagon curse right there.
Oh, no.
See what?
I'm loading it up right now.
No. I'll tell you what the spank wagon curse is, and you'll actually probably take this with you to your studio. The spank wagon curse is guaranteed. The one thing you want to do or need the most, technologically speaking, will absolutely fuck up 1 second before you need it.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
That happens to me anyway.
Yeah,
that I was here.
We've tried live shows and they fucked up the second we go live.
Oh, we had a great live show planned and it just went to toilet.
Yeah, this camera little rig alone was a miracle that it actually is still standing and hasn't fallen off and taken the counter with it.
How could it fall off? Look at all those twist ties on
magnetic.
There.
Magnetic.
It's called magnetic.
Hey, Trencher, you guys are in the United States, right?
Barely.
No. Actually, we're part
we're
of Mexico.
On the limit.
Oh, wait, you're in North Las Vegas?
We're actually in any part of Vegas now. Spread.
Yeah, I'll spread it out, my friend.
Oh,
dude, how much could have grown in a year and a half?
If you have to ask that question, you've been gone a year and a half.
Yeah, we're at all of 2 million people now in the valley proper.
Yeah, and about
46% of which are
like which about 25% right now is about homeless because no one can afford their house.
Well, they used to be. Oh yeah, that's true.
I think it's actually more like 38% now are homeless. I mean, what is our? I mean, the mortgages here and just the foreclosures are retarded. We're number one. We're number
Maybe
one.
You should have thought about that before you worked at McDonald's
so
and bought a $500,000 home. Anyway.
When I get back to the States, am I going to be able to get like a really cool, cheap house and everything?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Buy it out from under a family.
Yeah, you will be able to buy a cheap house. You will be able to buy, like, for $150,000, you'll buy a house that's a mansion.
Hey, you could be actually Mexican for once to come and talk to somebody. Get the house from under.
Wait, can I hire Mexican workers to do my lawn?
Okay, but why are you going to hire your brother?
Only if they're legal.
Well, here's the problem.
It's never
Chief
illegal.
Would be hiring his brother.
Oh, that's not. Nah. Well, keep it in the family, though, at least the income.
It's all a family business.
But if I let
Juan come in, I have to let like Paco and Pedro and everybody
else.
Did
you say if you let Juan come in? Is that what you said?
Nice.
Talk about my wife's cousin like that. Hey,
which one? Junior, senior, the third? On the other side, twice removed. The dentist.
So what kind of house can I get for a dollar?
Okay, how'd you get for a dollar? You get a Happy Meal
box.
Dude,
I don't get paid here.
Da 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 da.
He's loving it.
Hey, you got McDonald's out there?
What?
In the capital.
Yeah, in the capital. So you got one.
And we all know where that is.
You got one McDonald's in Romania. You got one McDonald's.
All right, pop quiz.
Actually, I heard a rumor that there's two, but I don't know where it is.
But you haven't traveled by camel far enough to prove if it's true or not.
No. We travel by horse-drawn cart. Come on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm back in Egypt.
We don't wear rags on our heads.
You know, I'm really bad at geography. Really, I had to buy an atlas like 4 years ago so I could figure out where Europe was. Like, I was that bad.
Holy shit. Where did you go to school at? Where was that public education?
Clark County School District.
Clark County School District. I had a fine education in history and geography. I just can't do math or English or anything else for shit. So
I can do math all day long, but I couldn't tell you where I'm at.
I'm the total opposite.
Geographically.
In the Clark County School District, you're the half and half. Either you're really
good
at math or
science.
We're
like
the perfect student combined. Yes, exactly. That's how we do.
Well, Zuzu, I'll actually help you out. Romania is the same place where Transylvania is.
Right, and the Black Sea, and they have a good lettuce there.
Oh, and by the way, Chief, you're not talking to Zuzu. This is actually Jody. She's our guest for the evening.
Hi.
Hi.
Zoo hasn't talked in a while.
Yeah, Zoo and Murph right now are dealing with our streaming video is crashed. So
here I thought Murphy was motorboating.
Smorterboarding?
Motorboating?
Motorboating.
You know it, bitch.
I've been speaking Romanian too long.
I was going to say, have you had a little Romanian beer or what?
You know what's funny talking to Chief?
My mult bere și nu am nevoie de.
How do you say spank wagon in Romanian?
The fuck?
Fuck.
All right, Chief, say it one more time so we can make sure Decaf gets his shots in. Yes.
All right. Well, I would just like to say, Decaf, happy birthday from Romania.
I miss you, brother.
That's awesome. Happy birthday.
Nice. Cocksucker.
One, two, three,
it's a Jack Daniels drive-by.
Cocksucker, motherfucker.
All right, we're going to go to a break.
I remember my 30th birthday, and payback is a bitch.
Oh, are you 30 today?
No, 31.
He's 31. He's right.
No, but I remember my 30th birthday.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks ago. Shut up.
Yeah. Like all 5 seconds of it.
Oh, fuck me. More people showing up. Fucking everybody showing up tonight. This is great.
Bandwagon party.
All right, we're going to go to a break. Thank you for calling in, Chief.
Hey, no problem.
All right.
Good to talk to you guys.
Bye, Chief.
Good
to talk to you. All right. We will be back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Bring back a gypsy with you.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears. Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. It was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
sweatshirt off you. Well, your words had a really gun in your back for the full liberation. Some lady French soldiers steal your thoughts and you had to skewer it on a stake. Then now you can go where people are one. Then now you can go where they get things done. What do you need in that time? What do you need in that time? It's a holiday in Cambodia where people dress in black. Need a holiday in Cambodia where your kids have to grow.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Now, a whole group of motherfuckers just
walked
in.
It was like, you know, we have one guest, and all of a sudden, like, it was like landlords and pimps and hustlers.
Man, it's a young motherfuckers Jesus, over here, dude.
Tons of fucking people.
You add them all up together to equal, like, 25 and shit, dude. The young motherfuckers over
hey,
here.
Hey, don't
boy.
You feel old, Mr. 31?
Yes, I do. I see you come in all good looking with the nice hairstyles and shit like that. I just want some fucking hair. You know what I'm saying? I just want a piece of it and shit.
We need it in Washington.
Now,
it's cold.
It's cold.
Now,
it's
last,
wet.
I think I told the story last week how I randomly wound up leaving a voicemail for Ron Jeremy
yes,
on his
you
phone.
Did.
April, who's sitting in the back here, that was her phone. And she kind of, I guess you manage these guys? Yeah. Scoot over a seat there. Scoot over real quick because you got to grab the mic.
You got to talk on the mic.
Oh man, so much work. I have to walk for what? I have to walk a whole fucking 3 feet to the couch and sit my ass down. Oh god.
So okay, April, tell everyone who these guys are.
This is Desillusion.
You got to speak up just a little bit.
Oh,
there you go. You got to jam it in your mouth like
you
it's a big black cock.
Suck it like a big hi. Black cock. All right, Desillusion from Seattle.
Okay.
And the best industrial band out there.
Industrial? Yeah. What, y'all do construction?
I love industrial. Fuck you!
Fuck, I don't know what the fuck that shit is. What is it? Explain what industrial music is.
It is a... Oh, and just for the record, I'm Weston, the singer and guitar player and programmer for the band. And I just want to say for the record, fuck. Because this is an internet radio station.
There we go.
There you go.
Now that I got that off my chest, industrial is a very synthetic-based music. If you've ever heard the bands KMFDM or Ministry or Nine Inch Nails, those might ring some bells. That would fall under the genre. So, not to name names, but so that is basically what it is.
All right. What does your sound like?
What does ours sound like?
Yeah.
Well, take a listen and you tell me.
Tell me what to play.
You play Discontinued.
All right. And then, okay, I will. So we'll just play the first track here off your CD. Discontinue. Any story behind it?
Well, it's kind of a sadist song.
A sadist?
Yeah. Not to say that I'm a sadist or anything, but...
You wrote it?
Yes.
Okay.
How long did it take to write the song?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Was it a day kind of thing, or was it that you had to keep
it? It was very
time
consuming, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, because, see, I write stories. That's why I know, being a writer, sometimes shit comes to you, and you just pump it out, and sometimes you have to go take a shit and think about it a couple times.
I'd say maybe this song...
before you get it correctly.
I'd say maybe this song took about 3 days before it was solid enough to bring to the band.
Okay.
And it changed a lot once we got into the studio, too, from our awesome producer, Jules from KMFDM. He added his little own touch to it, which made it sound... quite
tolerable.
Nice.
Well,
yeah, tolerable.
You can tell these guys do a lot of interviews because they come in and start promoting the shit out of everything right away. Get everybody the credits and everything. We don't have to remind shit. Sometimes we have to remind people, like, where are you from?
The thing I'm laughing, it's like Seattle. I'm
you
like,
mentioned hair, so Washington it was. You could have guessed it.
Now, Seattle, Washington?
Yeah, the band's based out of Seattle, Washington. Myself, I live about 60 miles north of Washington in a podunk town called Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon.
I live in a farm field.
And how is Opie? How's Opie?
Hi, I'm
doing?
Your first black guy. How you doing? I'm the first black man you met. How you doing?
Yeah.
I do fine.
He's scared of the darkie.
Are you going to shoot me?
Hey, brother, it's okay.
Brother-in.
I believed in what Martin Luther King said.
All right, why do we come to the
play
first
the song?
Why don't
why doesn't it play the first song?
Try to touch inside me, but the heart is so rough. Try to dig deeper, but I've had enough. Now I want to feel the sweetness, the way it felt to me. Come inside so I can hear the scream.
All right, that's our CD player fucking that one up. We need to reload that somewhere else. Do we have an audio cable I can take out of there to put to here?
No, not right this instance.
Can't even play the fucking song.
Dude, you can import it on the machine.
Not while I'm doing the stream.
Jesus Christ.
See, that's the Spankwagon curse.
That's Spankwagon, man.
Huh?
Shit works fine until we get...
I got to go find the jack. I got to go find the outlet.
Shit works fine until we get a guest in the studio.
No shit. This is how it always fucking works.
Everything is dying a slow and painful death. First the video, and now we can't play the audio. Son of a bitch.
We are cursed. We should have never came.
Nah, we're glad you're here, man.
Just blame it on Washington. Blame it on the fucking rain.
Blame it on the rain. So what are you guys doing? Okay, well, I guess I'll be carrying
it's
for
just
a while.
Me and you, DK.
Yeah,
me and you.
Me. All right.
Come on, bring it on. Bring it on,
okay.
Brother.
All right, how long have you been, you know, when you're little, did you say, okay, you know, which was not that long ago for me, but did you say, like, I want to be a musician? Did you start off in, like, little bands when you're, like, 12 and 13 and shit, or how did you get involved in the music?
I started in all through elementary, junior high, and
damn.
High school band.
So you knew just right away?
Totally. Yeah, I'm Galen, by the way. I'm the drummer. You know, I did jazz band and classical band all through, you know.
There he is.
Yeah, I disappeared.
Back there. I see him.
You know, that's kind of where I got all my teachings from, so I'm classically trained and all that. And I met Weston through a couple of shows we had played once. I was in a rock band after high school, so, yeah.
What?
So how was it for you guys performing in places that, like, serve no alcohol or sure, because, or did you guys ever have trouble getting into or performing places?
Go for it, Wes.
Served?
How do we have trouble? What?
I'm sorry.
Playing in bars.
Playing in bars.
Before
yes,
we were 21.
You. Yes, there yeah. we go.
Oh, well, we got a lot of that footage recorded of some very interesting folks we'd meet outside in the ghetto streets of Everett that knew that we were in a band. So, how did we get by? We got by with a lot of laughter and tolerance.
That, and we had a list of the law for Washington that we had a 5-minute load-in, load-out time. Just kept a copy
minutes.
Of that. Yeah.
I was a very good talker, and I would be able to tell the door guy to go fuck himself without telling him to go fuck himself. Yeah. So I got away that way.
I
most
like
of the
you
time,
already.
Yes, I know.
Most of the time, you know, they'd be like, "Oh, you're under 21. You must leave." I'm like, "Fuck you! I'm not under 21. I lost my ID. Piss off! I'm gonna ban, motherfucker."
He said, "I'm in the ban.
If you don't fucking let me in, I'm gonna charge you double, and I'm not fucking playing." And then, of course, they don't know just, you know, how little of a crowd will be at a dive bar at 12 o'clock when you're playing. So I was able to get away with it.
Okay, well, tell me you guys' best crowd you had and the worst crowd that you had.
Oh, worst crowd or?
Start with the best one first.
Best, best.
One, well, probably that's, Power Man, right?
That's a difficult one. We've had a lot of really, really good audiences. The best one would probably
it's
be
like which was like perfect harmony, like okay. between the audience and you
perfect
guys performing.
Harmony. Okay, yeah. Perfect harmony. All right, we were playing with Power Man 5000 up in Seattle, and we're very established in Seattle. You know, all the clubs, if a big touring band's coming around, they'll, you know, say, "Hey, let's get Disillusion open because they bring a big fucking crowd." So we played with Power Man 5000. We got direct support. So there was maybe about 600 people in an 800 capacity venue. The first three bands, they were fucking really good and everything, but they didn't have the charisma
they had the oomph.
As we. They didn't have that oomph that got people to say, "You know what, this motherfucker, I don't like the guy looking the way he looks next to me, so I'm just going to beat his ass in a mosh pit." So, you know, within 30 seconds of our first song, you know, there was a fucking 200-person mosh pit, and
God,
it was pretty crazy,
God,
and it went the whole time, the whole fucking time.
The whole time, that's not how, for how long?
Well, we had a half an hour
minutes.
Set,
damn.
And it was probably
so.
Set.
I mean,
we
had about as big of a mosh pit as Power Man 5000 because it was kind of split between the middle of it was half their crowd and half our crowd.
And that pit nice. Was crazy too because that was before I was in the band, so I was in that pit supporting.
Oh, you guys. Was down in there.
Yeah. And that
how many hits did you take? How many hits did you take, man? How many hits did you deliver?
With those glass blue eyes.
Yeah, what was the best hit you delivered?
He got it on tape, dude. Tim, our guy, got it on tape. I mean,
we had to post that shit on the site.
You just see someone, like, kind of push Joey in the back, and he turns around and just launches the guy into the middle of the pit.
Oh, I got to see that shit. We got to put that on MySpace. We got to put awesome. That.
All right. Well, hey, look.
I got my other question. The other question, yes. What was the worst?
What was the worst one, yeah?
Well... the most awkward, I could say the most, I don't know what the worst one would be, but the most awkward one would be when we were playing it. It was the first show of this tour. It was the most awkward for me because we were playing with Wednesday 13. We got direct support for those guys. And again, you know, same deal with Power Man 5000. We brought half the crowd. There just wasn't as many people because they were no Power Man 5000. Right. And we didn't promote it as much. So I'm sitting, you know, doing my thing, rocking out with my cock out on the monitor, as, you know, humble as I can.
Humble.
And there was like a group of five girls that kept fucking grabbing my leg and shit and trying to yank my pants and stuff.
Damn,
so.
Literally. I mean,
oh, boo hoo.
I never said it was a bad thing.
You hear this
I
guy back here? He's bitching about girls trying to take his pants
God.
Off.
I know.
Baby.
I gotta tell you, your bandmates from here look like, shut the fuck up, faggot. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it was so terrible, dude. Five girls want to fucking suck my cock at the same
God.
Time. That's fucking terrible, dude. It's
when you care so much about performing a song well. That gets on your mind and fucks you up. All right, I didn't say it was a bad thing. I said it was an awkward thing.
He did say awkward. He did
say
awkward.
Speaking of which, our technical issues may be taken care of. So,
well,
the first
tell me what to do.
Which one, camera or
press
audio?
Play.
Or both?
Press so play.
Just
number
the
one.
Audio.
What
number
do you
one.
Want?
Number one.
Number one?
Number one. We'll start up with that. Will it fucking play?
Fuck you.
Give it
a
second.
Fucking tick.
Give it a tick. Tick.
Tick.
Tick.
Clickety clack.
I'm happy birthday, by the way.
There we go.
There we go.
It's continued, everybody.
Trying to touch inside me, but the earth is so rough. Trying to dig deeper, but I've had enough. I want to feel the sweetness, the way it felt to me. Come inside so I can hear the scream. We'll be right back.
shit.
All right, goddamn, let's do these shots. Fuck it. Come on.
Holy shit. You know,
I got told by two fucking people. Let's do it.
He's got a couple of happy birthdays coming. So as he brings his large ass over here.
We'll explain here in just a minute. See, it's his birthday. So we have a Super Soaker loaded with Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Now, we don't have the video camera this time. So
we got a video camera.
Yeah, if you guys want to film this, let's do it somewhere. Hey, come on over here, guys, where there's a little more light.
What are you trying to say, motherfucker?
You're dark.
What I'm saying is in a dark room, if you don't smile, no one can find you.
Yeah, oh, they're all running.
There we
go. Yeah.
A little super. There's one shot for him.
Oh, fuck.
This thing is a shitload of air when it fires, which is.
Hey, can I try it? I'd love to spray it into a big black man's mouth.
Sure.
Hey, there you go.
Give him another one. Weston, what? Hey, Zeus, Weston wants to. Wow, she's getting plowed, too. All you gotta do is pull the trigger. All you gotta do is pull that back.
What's
the
trigger?
Pull that thing right there.
The plunger. Pull back the plunger.
You gotta get it right. Like.
Oh, look at this.
Oh! Now, I wanna. Hey, April, would you like a shot?
Oh, no.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, go, Boston!
Hey, yo.
Woo!
Oh. There you go.
Yeah!
Nice. Very nice.
Should have warned you. It comes out pretty forcefully here.
Are you sure that's Jack?
Let's. All right. All right. So why don't we.
Let's go ahead and let's
go
into
track
second. Two.
Let's go ahead and start.
And we'll go ahead
two.
And we'll go kind of to a break here. And we'll kind of hose down the studio and all the hosts. Yeah.
Hey, Murph, you're going to have to use your hand. Zoo's kind of messed up.
That's all right. I can.
All right, let me know when you're ready for it, Zoo.
All right, looks like we got the song Gods of Men this time.
All right, we will be back. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank it.
Yeah.
is horned and yeah, and I've been very
Yes.
I was going to wait a while.
All right. Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
We're Spankwagon back.
Friday night, 7 to 9. Listen.
All right. We want to hear.
It has been a truly interesting show tonight,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it has.
Very random.
We had Jody from KXNT, Jody and Friends in. We've got now, is it Delusion or Disillusion?
Disillusion.
Disillusion. Disillusion in. And if people want to hear your stuff, where can they go?
Well, they can go to MySpace. Of course, I mean, that's a given at myspace.com/disillusion, and that's D-E-S illusion, not D-I-S, because some fucking band in Germany trademarked their name D-I-S illusion, which is the English way to spell it, so we just trademarked it in German.
Motherfuckers.
Nice. Nice.
Kind of sticking it to the man in a sense, but only they're the man.
You know, what is it with the fucking Germans tonight?
and that's 7 Digital that you can buy it.
All right, come on up. Come on up.
Yeah, come on up. Come on up. Come on up.
We're all about Wisconsin last week. Now we're all about Germany this week.
We got their music on 7 Digital, City Freedom, soon to be on iTunes, Rhapsody, eMusic.
We're going to be everywhere. You ain't going to be able to escape us.
Their link is on their MySpace.
On the MySpace. So the link is there for them.
Yeah, but it's 7digital.com.
7digital.com.
Then type our band name in.
There you go. 7digital.com.
You can also get our music at our shows, and we do have one coming up in L.A. at the Viper Room Saturday, August 9th. It's going to be awesome, which is tomorrow.
Did we mention we have
about
a white
to say
show?
I was like, is that fucking tomorrow?
Yeah, we gotta head out at like 4 in the morning tonight.
No fun.
So where are you guys playing after the Viper Room? I'm just kind of wondering.
We're fucking going home.
Going back to Washington. We've been on the road for almost 2 weeks
now.
Gotta
get out of this fucking hot weather, man.
I love it. I love the
fuck
hot
you.
Weather.
I love the desert.
Well, Ashley's
hey, fuck you. I love the rain.
Ashley's been pretty cool this week.
Well, that's because we showed up and we brought the rain with us.
You brought the humidity. Yeah.
Speaking of which, segue. Tell me about the story about why you guys feel like you're bad luck wherever you guys go. Where shit.
Yeah, we heard this there.
What's that?
Go for it, Wes. Studio 7. How we keep blowing all their shit up.
Oh, okay. So there's this one really... Okay, I ain't going to talk shit, but... and the club is not very well maintained.
Okay.
So they don't have... I mean, the sound
guy's
great.
Well, my brother needs a job. You want me hired?
But...
maintenance, not stolen.
No, it's not stolen or anything like that. But it's not a very high-quality PA.
All right.
So we've like played... Spankwagon. The last 3 times we've played there, we have had technical difficulties involving their PA. So, let's just, long story short, we fucking blew 2 of the speakers at the start of our tour,
nice.
And I couldn't be happier.
Nice.
We will force that club to fucking upgrade.
Or go out of business altogether. Yeah. Hey, fuck this. It's not worth my liquor license.
Either one's okay.
Was it?
What?
Either one is okay.
Either one is okay. We'll take that. So, now you guys have been touring for the last 2 weeks. You're going back to Washington. What's next? Are you guys going to the studio to record something?
Yeah, we're going to go back to... Jules and record, finish up our album, Blast for Aesthetic. And, I mean, we got our whole fucking year planned out. I mean, we're playing with the Jenna Tortures on my birthday, Halloween.
Sweet ass.
Nice.
And so that's going to be a fucking killer show. But it is at that club that we blew those speakers. So hopefully we won't run into that problem again. So, and by the way, that was decaf.
Decaf with the burp. Real quick,
We do have a caller.
We do have a call. But also, if anyone else wants to call, Zuzu, what's the number?
What?
Jesus. What's the phone number, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, right.
Jack Daniels.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
I think the dude in the back passed out.
Hey-o.
Caller, you're on the air.
Wow, that just kind of gave me like a warm tingling.
There's your warm tingling. All right, caller, what do you got to say?
All right, I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to the big black man in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is this caller? What's your name?
It's Reverend Hammer.
Hey, Rev, how's it going?
What's up, you know, Rev?
The rules. Come on over here, D-Cap.
All right, thanks, Rev.
Do I get to shoot it?
One quick question for you guys.
Yes.
Okay, somebody is driving him home, right, after the show?
No, we're actually dumping his ass down on Washington and laughing.
Somebody doesn't have a lot of spare time.
I don't want to hear a story tomorrow morning. Where we hear a news story about a black man going down the strip with a half-empty Super Soaker full of JD.
Well, if you do, you can tell him, I know that guy.
Come here, crackers. I got something for you.
Thanks, Rev.
I thought that was normal here in Vegas.
All right, come on over here, buddy. On your knees.
North Vegas. Oh. North Vegas. The guy that was north.
Are we in North Vegas?
No, actually, we're still in Vegas proper.
Oh.
We're still
in Vegas
proper.
The cam is toast. I wish it wasn't.
Oh, I know. This is so cam.
Now, wrap your lips around it. That way we...
No, the Super Soaker, not the white girl.
Oh!
Nice.
Hey-o. Oh, I love this.
This is
Hey, Decaf, buddy, I love you, man.
Hey, by the way, who is driving him home?
Hey,
it's
Decaf.
Joey's turn to take a shot. Get your ass up, you pussy.
Get him up, dude.
Come on, Joey.
Go get him. Go get Decaf. Go get Joey.
Oh, come on.
Jack.
Joey.
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 Joey!
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 Do yourself a favor and wrap your lips around it or it's going in your eyes.
Oh! Yeah!
That dude didn't lose a drop.
He did not spill a drop.
That's why he doesn't do jack. Because
look at him, his eyes are all wide open. And
I say Galen should kill those germs on his tongue from getting his tongue pierced.
Galen?
Galen? Come on, dude.
He just got his
oh, he got his tongue pierced.
Okay, so you got your tongue pierced and you just got a tattoo, or what's going on here?
The Cam dude wants
Cam
some.
The Cam dude. Wouldn't you?
You got us.
Attaboy, Tim. Attaboy, Tim. He's just
he's draining
it all,
that
man.
Thing.
Attaboy, yeah.
Woo! You got to respect him. Tim, the video guy here. Tim, right?
Yeah.
He just took probably about a, what, nine blasts from the Super Soaker gun? Yeah, she was jerking off in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Okay. No.
Oh. You got to respect the guy wearing an AMD shirt. You can't go wrong with that.
Geeks can drink, right?
So let me tell you some shit, man. Zoo takes it easy on everybody else. It's like, with me, she fucking pumps this shit back. Blow the back of my fucking neck off.
I know you're going to shoot me just as fucking hard.
I know where I'm going on my birthday.
Amen to that, sister.
Hey,
shit.
Zuzu, Chief just realized where he knows you from.
Oh shit!
That's
That's right.
There's some wear.
That's a conversation that doesn't leave this chat room. You understand?
And she's up. Oh, nice. All right, hey-o. So let's talk more about the second and the third song on the CD because we. Bail Bonds is across the street, too.
He says that makes so much more sense now. Oh, so
actually,
much
no, let's not put that
on
camera.
Yeah, let's not put
let's
that on
not
the camera.
Put that on cam.
We try to keep that a secret. We try to keep little things a secret like that. And
all right, so let's. Hey, Murph, let's.
You know that.
All right, so second, third song. Talk us about. Talk to
yeah,
us.
Tell us about
the
song.
Second and third song, producers.
Third.
Yeah, the third song, especially Naughty, which was very cool.
Well, thank you, because you probably relate to it. You sick motherfucker, you. Oh, well, you know, really, what's there to say that I didn't already say in the song?
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
You going to play it in the background there?
Maybe, if you're
Are you going to play that motherfucker at all?
Click it only once. Give it a minute to load.
Give it a fucking second.
And that's Freaky Fred from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
A fucking cartoon sample?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just tight.
Well, I guess fucking... There's a lot of stuff that you can't say in ordinary conversations with people, and I think that's the basis of what a lot of people write about in their
Is
music.
Is that true?
Maybe not for you. It's for the rest of us.
For humanity, Zoo. Humanity.
So, I mean, writing a song, you might have your own connection to that song, but... You want to make it as abstract as possible so the most amount of people can relate to it. Because
right.
if they don't relate to it, why the fuck are they listening to it?
Right.
So, I guess, you know, it's just fucking take it for what it is. You know, fucking connect to it in your own way and hopefully you like it. And if you don't, maybe I'll make one someday that you do like. And if not, then you got bad taste in music.
Oh, there you go. Let's hear a little more of that. Because I know we played it on the break, but not with everybody in here. We're getting the stage show.
Yeah, I know.
She's the most naughty one out of all of us.
Yes. That's why she's here.
This song is for her now.
Oh, there you go.
Holy cow.
Nice. Yeah. All right, so. Why don't we, one more time, go ahead and give us out your MySpace sites and where we can buy the album when it's done. And
MySpace.com/Desillusion. Again, that's Desillusion. And
spell it out for
digital.
The retards.
Actually, fuck
I'm spelling it out for you.
Oh.
You kind of got to because I failed that.
She's pretty frazzled.
She's gone,
right now.
Dude.
And when the album's done, I mean, we maintain our MySpace very frequently, so when the album's done, if you're on there, you will fucking know that it's done because we will tell you that it's done. And if you
That's
aren't listening,
like.
Get off our friends list. And so that's basically
wait,
it. We're
no,
just
no, 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 seriously.
Wait
spell,
a minute.
Spell
wait
it
a
out.
Who are you again so I can add you to my website?
D-E-S-I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. That spells disillusion.
Disillusion.
The German way to spell disillusion. Again, the German band trademarked.
Well, fuck
English.
Them. They're never going to be
them.
Here.
Actually, they're pretty
no,
damn good.
No, fuck oh, okay. you.
Fine. Fuck me.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You can eat the peanuts out of my shit, buddy,
no,
all right?
No, this is a joke. It's a running gag, you dipshit.
No, you can really just eat the peanuts out of my shit.
Oh, well. Why don't you go hunt a tranny? All right, so.
Oh, dick, 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 dick,
just walk outside.
You don't know.
So one more time. So we've got Desillusion, Weston from Desillusion.
Galen and Joey.
Galen and Joey.
Joey on bass.
Very nice.
And April, our beautiful, talented manager.
Hi.
Oh, my God. She's got the biggest, nicest tits I've ever seen.
Why do you
she
think?
She is the hottest chick. She is the hottest chick that we've had in here so far.
Why do you think
I
we get all these shows?
Shut up for a second. I wish that we had the cam on right now because this girl
we do have
is
a cam
so
on.
Fucking. Him. Get on her. Because that shit is
that
awesome.
Camera. That camera.
She hit her face in her tits.
A lot
she
to hide in
so
it.
That's a fucking. It's like an armadillo
hot.
Trick.
Look at. Oh wait, I'm going over there now.
She's hot. She's absolutely.
I get her super
phenomenal.
Soaker.
Oh shit.
Uh oh. Oh no. Yeah, now baby. The molestation begins. Zuzu loves to molest girls. We have.
Is this why
April,
you got ratings?
Just let it happen. Just let it happen, April. Okay. Just see, let it happen. Here's the thing. Here's the trick, dude. You have talent. We don't have talent.
Yeah.
You are a facilitator of talent.
Exactly.
So that's why people listen
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
One of the fun things is we've had some porn stars in here in the last couple of weeks, and in the second half of the show when Zuzu's pretty much blitzed, she just starts molesting them. It's like a sexual assault
it's
goes
true.
On
it's
in the
true.
Studio.
I bring my own wet bar.
Nothing they're not used to.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and close up
hey,
shop
no,
here.
No, oh. I got to ask one more goddamn question.
Oh, we're done?
Because I'm the birthday boy, and I'm allowed to ask
birthday
one more
boy.
Fucking
I
question.
I
get jack one in
how
your
long
face.
Did it take for you to get that fucking tattoo across your throat?
Why the fuck does everybody think it's a tattoo? It's a goddamn necklace.
Oh, shit.
Even
grade.
I knew that.
Well, I didn't because I'm not close by the motherfucker.
Shit. Don't yank it. I've had it since the eighth grade.
Oh,
it's,
shit.
It has sentimental value.
Nope. Hey. Uh-oh.
Sentimental.
No.
Hey, oh, no.
Was it? It's for the retarded. It's for the retarded girl. You take advantage of on a short bus.
All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and call this one a show.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right. Start the music, Trench. Turn it up a little bit there. No, we'll run with this one. Fuck it, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. You'll find us every week here live. Spankwagon.net, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, call them if you want to talk to this drunk chick at 1-866-LV-ROCKS. And for the people that cannot dial that, it's 1-866-587-6257.
We love the guys who put us on the air, especially people here at LV Rocks. We love you guys. Don't forget, Casey Host, that's KCHRN, Fox FM, Door from Hell Radio, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Track City, Radio X UK, who's in the chat room every week, even though he's 8 hours ahead of us in time, at KBMA. We love you guys.
Again,
also,
for the record, fuck you.
That's right.
I can say that.
Also want to say
edited.
Oh, that gets me so.
We'll also say mad props to the guys at Canis Hosting, Dan, who gets our website on. That's canishosting.com. All kinds of specials. Use the coupon code SUMMER for all kinds of nifty stuff.
And how much is Canis Hosting?
Starts at $1.99 a week. Do we have another call there? I see you making the motions. No.
So cheap, my black ass can afford it.
That's right. Don't forget so, guys.
End it.
Yeah, this
now.
Is this is it. Yeah. You know my business is the sheer skin. All the fellas jealous, they should mind their own business. I've only got eyes for one girl. She's the one that really rocked my world. Every day with me, she makes her love strong. When she's not by my side, all I do is wander. She's my number one girl, the best in the world. She's the ish to me, forget the other girls. Biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit. Biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit. Biznitch. My business is the shiznit business. Business. My business is the shiznit business.
My business is the shiznit, isn't it?
Shrug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout. Bird, crone.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.